Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Look at an aerial photograph of most North Dakota rivers, and you're likely to see it snake across the landscape in sinuous curves. These are low-energy rivers, or meandering rivers, as opposed to the high-energy or braided rivers. And if you look more closely, you're likely to see evidence of old channels and oxbows, evidence that these river channels have moved. It might surprise the casual observer, but the water flowing down a stream is not all flowing at the same rate. Plus, the river channel itself is not symmetrical. It's typically deepest towards the outside of each bend. That's because the current is faster here, so it cuts more here. Conversely, the flow is slower on the inside of each bend, and sediments tend to settle out, creating shallow areas. So over time, the river channel will move. Most everyone has noticed a vertical bank or cliff on the outer side of a meander in a river. Also known as a cut bank, this is a place that receives considerable force of the flow. As a result, erosion flushes out the loose material and constantly erodes the cut bank and may even cause the bank to occasionally slump or collapse into the river. That erosion causes the meander to erode and move further downstream. The eroded material is then carried downstream, where it's deposited or settles out opposite a cut bank, where the flow is much reduced, forming a point bar. These point bars, composed of accumulated sediment, may support willows and other vegetation. If you follow one of these rivers, eventually you're likely to observe an oxbow. Oxbows, sometimes called cutoff lakes, are generally crescent-shaped bodies of water associated with streams that form where two bends in the river converge, creating a cutoff. Eventually, both ends of the oxbow become blocked off by sediment, creating a closed basin. Periodic flooding may occur, and over time, sediment in the oxbow accumulates and may eventually become completely filled in. I've posted aerial photographs of the Red, Cheyenne, Mouse, and Little Missouri rivers showing these features along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. I think you'll find them interesting. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.